Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid.
When you make out that shopping list this week, don't forget these six important words.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
You can have happier, healthier meals when there's plenty of butternut on the table. Those fresh, white, even-looking slices just seem to encourage the appetites and praise from the family, too. And once they pick up a slice, butter it, and take that first tender bite, well, you won't have to be told they want butternut from then on. You can tell from those expressions all around the table and those comments. And say, pack butternut bread sandwiches in those lunch boxes, naturally. You'll see how butternut stays so fresh and tender, so extra long. So good with any sandwich filler. So buy a loaf this week. Buy butternut bread in the blue and white check gingham wrapper, the picture wrapper that shows you it's fresh and fine and flavor rich even before you pick it up. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt.
Now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Uncle Cipriano's Mule. Up in California's central mines country, it was about 20 miles from Big Hill to the town known simply as Murphy's, over the old, steep, winding stagecoach road. Back in the 1870s, this road was the scene of an attempted stagecoach holdup, not to rob, but to kill. Our story opens in Big Hill, in front of the brand new stable of the Albert Shaw Transportation Company. It is mid-afternoon.
How do you like the looks of my rig, Cisco? New Concord stagecoach and six horses.
Very nice, Senor Shaw.
Took my last cent, but now I'm ready to go into business.
I hope you get your money back and more.
Yeah, but you don't think I will, do you, Cisco?
I do not want to discourage you, senor, but this Bowman Kelton hombre was here first with his stagecoach line, and to me he looks like a very sharp operator.
Yeah, but I talked it over with him before I bought this rig. He said he didn't mind a little competition. In fact, he even offered to let me use his shortcut road through his canyon.
The road he has blocked off with the big iron gate?
Yep. Going that way, you don't have to go up over the mountain.
I wish you luck, Senor Shaw. Well, hello. If Jose shows up, will you tell him I'll be back here tomorrow?
Say, where is Jose? I haven't seen him for several days, Cisco.
Neither have I. I'm getting worried about him.
All right. I'll tell him if I see him. Where are you going?
Up over to the mountain road.
But what for?
To see what shape it is in case you have to use it. Up, Diablo, come.
Hey, Holt. Holt Markham.
I'm out in the back room, Mr. Kelton.
Come in. Look down the street, Holt. That new Concord stagecoach. Nice, huh?
Yeah, sure is, boss. Shaw's outfit.
Yeah, looks as if he's going to drive it up here. Where's Roy Farmell?
Sitting out back of the building in the sun.
Get him. Shaw might be ornery when he finds out things ain't going to be the way he thought. May need you and Roy both.
All right, Mr. Kelton.
Well, what do you want?
Excuse, please, senor. I am Cipriano from Hermosillo, the uncle of Uncle Jose and a great uncle of Pancho, no? I look for the Cisco Kid.
How would I know where the Cisco Kid is, old man?
Cipriano ask everybody he see. Nobody know. But Cipriano must find Cisco. Pancho worry about Cisco.
I don't know what you're talking about. Now get out of here.
Oh, si, senor. Gracias, senor. Cipriano go back to his mule, Ignacio.
Afternoon, Mr. Kelton. Can I see you a minute?
Yeah, of course. Come in, Shaw. Sit down.
Thanks.
Reckon you know Holt Markham and Roy Farmell, don't you?
Yeah, I know them. Howdy.
Howdy. Howdy, sure.
I'd like to take that key to the big gate, Mr. Kelton. Want to get the horses used to that road.
I've changed my mind about that, Shaw. You'll have to use the mountain.
What? But you promised me.
I shouldn't have. Ain't room for two stagecoach lines out of Big Hill. Good day, Shaw.
So that's how it is, huh? You know I can't get business if I have to use that mountain road. You know I'll go broke. Then you'll offer me maybe 10 cents on the dollar for my outfit. Why, you buzzard Kelton.
Get out of here. Go on, get out.
Well, not till I finish with you, you double-crossing sidewinder.
Take him, boys.
What are you... I got his arm, Holt. Grab his legs.
Yeah. I'll get even with you for this, Kelton, if it's the last thing I do.
All right, out with him, Roy. One, two, three.
Oh, sure got the best of Shaw, didn't I, boys?
You sure did, Mr. Kelton.
Yeah, you're smart, boss. That's why you got so much money tucked away.
Careful how you jimmy that window, Roy. Don't make no noise. Sheriff's working over in his office tonight.
Yeah, I know.
And that old geezer with the mule, he's camped out back of this place at the edge of the field.
It's plenty dark, Holt. We got nothing to worry about.
You sure you know the combination to Kelton's safe?
I copied down the combination numbers a long time ago. I got Shaw's notebook out of his house this afternoon. I'll leave it in the office as if it dropped out of his pocket. That way. Let's get in there.
Now be careful. Old man Kelton sleeps out in the back room.
Oh, don't be so springy. Climb in through that window.
Yeah. I'll light a match, Roy. We gotta see what we're doing.
Shield it with your hands. I just need enough light to see the dial. Hey, shield it some more. Shining on our faces, Holt.
Hey!
Hey!
Well, Markham and Farmel. Good thing I couldn't get to sleep tonight.
Don't worry, Kelton. You're going to sleep right now.
Roy, no, no, don't shoot. Hey!
Had to kill him. He recognized us.
You blasted fool. We could have gun-whipped him. Come on. Leave Shaw's notebook.
I did.
Hey, the sheriff's coming over, Roy. Let's get out of here.
Hey, it was a shot. No doubt about it. Look, here's an open window. Hand me that lantern, Ed. I'll go in. Come in, boys. Hey, Kelton's been shot. One of you fellas hustle over for the young doc. Yeah, a notebook. By thunder, it's Al Shaw's notebook. Got his name right in it.
Excuse me, senores. Maybe you could tell Cipriano where he finds Cisco.
Who are you?
Who? Cipriano? Cipriano, the uncle of Jose, great uncle of Pancho. I sleep tonight out in the field.
Yeah, maybe you had something to do with this, too. You better come with me, hombre.
What, senor? Sheriff Cipriano not have nothing to do with
this. Shut up. Hey, Billy, you and Joe take this hombre over to jail. I'm going after Al Shaw.
Well, diablo, ho.
I reckon you're the Cisco kid, ain't you?
Say, Sheriff.
Your friend of Shaw's?
See, that is why I rode over here to Big Hill a couple of days ago. To see Senor Shaw.
Yeah, that checks, too. You come here to the jail to see Al?
See, if you do not mind.
No, I don't mind, Cisco. Al said you'd be calling around today. Besides, there's an old galoot in a cage with Al. Been pestering the life out of me to find out when you's coming back. Come on in.
Gracias.
The last report, Kelton was still alive, but he ain't regained consciousness yet.
I am told his condition is serious.
Cisco!
Huh?
Cisco! Hola, amigo. Buenos dias, Cisco. It is I, Cipriano, who shed tears of joy, no?
Cipriano, the great uncle of Pancho.
Si.
The butcher of Hermosillo. Oh, I'm glad to see you again, Cipriano.
Jose, he have to go home, Cisco, so...
Jose went home?
He write me the letter. He gets so homesick and he worry about Pancho. He say to come stay with you, Cisco, to keep you out of the trouble. So, Cipriano ride all the way here on Ignacio de Mule and... Cipriano get arrested.
Well, I wasn't sure about him, Cisco.
I think we can straighten this out, Cipriano, after I tend to these other matters.
Oh, he's all right, Cisco. Cipriano not worried. Now you are here.
I'm mighty glad to see you too, Cisco. And I swear I didn't shoot Kelton.
I believe you, Senor Shaw. And I intend to find out who did. Now, before coming here, I talked with the doctor.
Is Kelton dead?
No, but he will be unless we can get him over to Murphy's right away. The doctor says a good surgeon is staying over there. One who can operate and remove the bullet. He also said, Sheriff, the best way to get Kelton over to Murphy's would be by stagecoach.
You know, I suppose 'twould be better than a buckboard. But who'll drive?
The best driver around here, Senor Shaw.
Well, yes, but...
If you could let him go free long enough to drive over there and back...
Oh, now, hold on, Cisco.
What if he gives you his word of honor to come back?
Well, I don't know. I'll have to think that over.
Every moment counts, Sheriff.
Cipriano go too, Cisco. If he can make Ignacio go uphill, he go downhill, all right.
I don't know why I should help save the life of that double-crosser, Kelton, but I'll drive if the sheriff says it's all right.
Word of honor, you'll come back here, Al?
Yep. Word of honor, Sheriff.
Well, that's good enough for me. I'll let you hombres out of there.
While I'm harnessing the horses, Cisco, why don't you go see if you can get the key to the big iron gate? Be mighty rough on Kelton if we have to go up over the mountain road.
I will do that, Senor Al.
Holt Markham or Roy Farmell might know where the key is. They work for Kelton.
Very well. Come on, Cipriano. If you want to come along with me, you'll have to hurry.
Look, Roy, I don't see no point in waiting here any longer. I figured that...
Where else would we wait but outside the doc's house? I'm staying.
Yeah, but suppose Kelton comes too and tells who shot him.
Ah, quit your belly aching. We gotta take some chances if we're gonna get that money out of Kelton's safe.
Hey, look. Cisco and that fat old hombre are walking this way. Let's get out of here, quick, Don.
No. It'll look mighty queer if we leave now.
I don't like this. I don't...
Shut up. And don't look so blasted scared. Ain't got anything on us yet.
Well, you two are indeed concerned about your boss. You must be to wait here all the time.
Yeah, that's right, Cisco.
Tell me, do you know where the key to the big iron gate is?
What gate?
The one that bars the road through the canyon. I'm told Senor Kelton keeps that key locked, or that gate locked all the time.
Cisco wants stagecoach to go over the road, Senor. It's quick. Ignacio like it better, too. He not like to go up hills.
We are going to take Senor Kelton over to Murphy's to be operated on as quickly as possible. Do you know where that key is?
Nah, we don't know where it is, Cisco. Mr. Kelton kept that key hid all the time. He'd never tell nobody where it was.
Oh, and since he drove the stagecoach himself, he didn't have to tell anybody where it was.
Seems I was mistaken, senores. You are not as concerned about your boss as I thought at first.
Just a minute, Cisco. What did you mean by that?
I meant exactly what I said. Come on, Cipriano.
Si, Cisco. Cipriano think he's not the good hombres, too.
Why, you fat lump, take that back.
Huh? Ah, Roy, quit it.
Ow! Ow! Cisco! He hurt Cipriano. Ow!
Let him go, hombre, at once.
Let's see you make me, Cisco.
Oh, no, Cisco!
I said let him go. I meant just that.
How you like that punches, hombre? Ignacio not could kick you any harder, no?
You want trouble also?
No, not me, Cisco.
You coyote, Cisco. Don't think you're going to get away with that, because you sure ain't.
At your convenience, hombre. Come, Cipriano.
Gracias, Cisco. That hombre was hurting, Cipriano.
The coyote, he knows where the key is. He did not want us to have it.
We take the mountain road now, Cisco.
You will have to, amigo. I'm going to ride on that stagecoach as a guard. And the sheriff had better go along inside the coach to look after Senor Kelton.
And Cipriano, he ride behind on Ignacio.
Si. Well, mark my words, Cipriano. We are going to have trouble with those two hombres. And it could come on that mountain road.
But if Cisco knew what form that trouble was to take, it would give him plenty of pause for thought. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Your shopping is easier since Butternut Bread introduced that new picture wrapper. There's no more guess, no squeeze, no doubt about the freshest, finest, whitest bread on your grocery shelves. And now listen to this. Butternut's brand new extra delicious wheat bread comes to you in a companion picture of quality wrapper. Butternut's white bread in the blue and white check gingham wrapper. Butternut's wheat in the red and white check gingham wrapper. And both have that true-to-life picture that makes shopping easier. You can see what you buy before you buy and be sure of the finest for your table. And your family will really go for the new butternut wheat bread. The finest, smoothest wheat bread ever to feel the touch of a butter knife. And wait till you try it for toast. Virtually melts in your mouth. turns to a crisp golden brown, tastes so extra good. So why wait? Try Butternut's new wheat bread right now. You'll like it. You'll love it. Insist on Butternut wheat bread in the red and white check gingham wrapper.
Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Uncle Cipriano's Mule. At the suggestion of Cisco and to save the life of Bowman Kelton, the man who had double-crossed him, stagecoach owner Albert Shaw agreed to take the unconscious Kelton in his stagecoach over the rough mountain road to the town of Murphy's, where a surgeon waited to operate and remove the bullet. Now, the stagecoach, with Cisco sitting beside Shaw and the sheriff inside attending to Kelton, is nearing the top of Big Hill Mountain.
By thunder, this road's rough, Cisco.
Good thing we have the sheriff along to ease some of the bumps for Senor Kelton.
Reckon I'll have to rest my horses a couple of minutes.
By all means, Senor Shaw.
One of them horses seems to be getting lame. I better have a look at him. Boy! Hold the reins a minute, will you, Cisco? Them horses are young and skittish.
Si, senor.
All right.
Up with the hoof, Blue. Come on, up.
How's everything inside the coach, Senor Sheriff?
I reckon Kelton's standing all right. All these pillars and things.
Yeah, that is good. Only a few miles more, and that will be downhill.
Oh, Ignacio!
Ah, good for you, Cipriano. You did make that mule come up the mountain after all.
Si, Cisco, but Cipriano have to fool Ignacio.
How so?
Cipriano have to put the blindfold on him so he not know he walk uphill.
You are smart, amigo.
Pancho teach Cipriano that trick, so Pancho, he's the smart one.
Well, look. The blindfold has slipped down.
Oh, see, maybe Ignacio go the rest of the way to the top without the blindfold.
Will the lame horse be able to finish out the trip, Senor Shaw?
Reckon he'll have to, Cisco. We gotta get Kelton there. I'll take the reins now.
Get up. Hi-ya! Get up, hi.
Go, go, Ignacio, go, go! Go, you stubborn one, go! Hey, big-headed goat, lift the feet and move! Cisco! Cisco, Ignacio, we not go!
We cannot wait for you, Cipriano! Put the blindfold back on him!
If we're gonna have any trouble, Cisco, as you said we might, it ought to come soon.
Si, senor. At the top of the mountain, or just below the top on the downside.
I can't figure out why them two wouldn't give you the key to the gate.
Neither could I, for a while. But the only answer can be that they do not want Kelton to live.
They ought to be topping the mountain up there soon, Holt.
Yeah, your idea is for the horses to run away, ain't it, Roy?
Yeah, down the mountain. The way the road twists and turns, the whole outfit's almost sure to go over the cliff somewhere down there.
There they are up top.
Cisco's riding on the driver's seat with Al Shaw.
Where's the old hombre on the mule?
Never mind him. He don't matter.
But Roy, was Cisco there, too?
Don't get weak-kneed. A bullet'll fix Cisco same as anybody else. That rifle of yours ready for business?
Yeah. All ready.
Then you take Al Shaw, see? And don't miss, because he's driving.
I won't miss.
I'll take the Cisco kid. I'm afraid you'd have the shakes if you had to draw a bead on him.
What do we do after?
We'll follow along on our horses to make sure the coach goes over the cliff. Then tonight we'll get that money in the safe and head out of the country. I'll get that rifle ready. We're getting closer.
Cisco's sure looking everything over.
He won't be in another few seconds. All right. Take aim, Holt.
Yeah.
When I count three, squeeze that trigger. We'll both fire at once.
Go ahead. Count.
One, two, three.
Shaw's down in the boot.
So, Cisco, grab up some rocks, Holt. Fire them at them horses.
Hey, what the thunder?
The sheriff.
Never mind him. Pepper them horses good.
Ha!
Ha! Ha! Why, you blasted bandits off. Hey, Cisco, help!
Look at him go. Come on, Holt. Let's follow him down.
Thank you.
Cisco! Al! Stop the horses, they're running away! Great Scott, do something quick! Cisco!
Si, senor. Someone called.
Stop Cisco. The horses! We'll all be killed!
Si, I... Santos, what is happening here? Señor Shaw, Madre mía, if I could just get hold of those reins.
Cisco, for the love of heaven! Can you hear me?
Si, senor sheriff!
Well, rein in the horses, quick!
I am doing my best, senor! The reins have fallen down. I'm trying to reach them.
Did them bullets hit you?
Si. I am not hurt badly. Now I have the reins. Pull that. Ho! Ho!
That Indian turns down just below here, Cisco. You gotta stop before we get to him.
Ho! Ho! Doing my best, senor. Ho! Ha!
Hold back on him, Cisco. Hold back.
Hold that. Ho! 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 Steady. Steady. Bueno. He's good. Ho! There we are, Señor Sheriff.
That's mighty good work, Cisco. Here, I'll give you a hand down.
A moment, Sheriff. Let me swing the horses into the turnout just ahead. They'll not be so likely to bolt again from that place. Come on. Yeah, steady now, steady. Did Señor Kelton come through that all right?
Oh, I can't say, Cisco. I protected him the best I could. It was pretty rough, though.
Oh, now, ho, ho, ho. Here, help me get Señor Shaw down, if you will, Sheriff.
All right. Ease him down, officer.
Easy there now. I just got nicked on the side of the head with a bullet. But he's pretty badly hit, I'm afraid.
I got him. All right. Let him come down. Easy now.
Yeah.
There you are.
He'd better be in the coach.
Yeah, I'll lift him in.
Hey.
Don't look to me as if this was too serious, Cisco. Looks like a shoulder wound.
Well, let us hope it is not serious.
You better sit down a minute, Cisco. You don't look so good either.
Oh, I'm all right, Señor Sheriff. You better get started. Every minute counts.
Yeah, after we get our breath. You got any idea who the coyotes was that fired them shots?
I have an idea, but I saw no one, so I cannot be sure. That is not the most important matter right now, Sheriff.
Yeah, I know, but it's gonna be blamed soon. Hey, somebody coming down the mountain, Cisco. Must be Cipriano.
I do not think so, senor. There are two riders.
Yeah, by Judas, it's... Holt Markham and Roy Farmel.
Get your hands up, both of you.
Hold on there, Roy. Who do you think you're talking to?
I'm talking to you, Sheriff, and that Cisco kid.
These are the two I had in mind, Sheriff.
Keep them covered, Holt. I got a little score to settle with Cisco.
Easy now. Cisco ain't in any shape to fight.
Well, now, ain't that a shame? See how you like this, Cisco?
You buzzard, Farmel.
And this.
Oh. Why, you measly weasel, Roy. Hit a wounded man like that.
Shut up. You, Cisco, get on your feet.
Wounded or not, Sheriff, I still think I can handle this coyote.
Ignacio. Ay, Cipriano, take the wound. Look out, senores. Ignacio will not win stop.
Hey, my pleasure.
Look out, senor Ignacio. Run into your horse. Cipriano not can stop Ignacio, senor.
Sheriff, grab that bandito while he's on the ground.
I sure will, Cisco.
Oh, Ignacio. Oh, what is the matter with you? Cisco, Cipriano no can stop Ignacio.
Now, bandito, we'll see about you. I'm feeling much better now than I was when you knocked me down.
That's the stuff, Cisco. That'll teach that skunk a thing or two.
Get your handcuffs on them, Senor Sheriff, and throw them in on the floor of the coach. We must start down the mountain at once.
Good enough.
And I think these are the two you want in your jail instead of Senor Shaw. Let us go.
Come in.
You sent for Senor Shaw and me, Senor Kelton?
Yeah, I did, Cisco. Hey, tell me, if it hadn't been for you, I'd never been got over to Murphy's in time.
Reckon that's right, Kelton.
I had no more to do with it than Senor Shaw here or the sheriff.
I appreciate what they done, Cisco. I'm gonna make it clear how much I appreciate it.
You're mighty lucky, Kelton. That's all I got to say.
I realize it, Al. So much so that I'm retiring from the stagecoach business.
Retiring?
Yep, quitting. That means, far as I'm concerned, you'll have the monopoly out of Big Hill.
Yeah, but over that mountain road, a monopoly don't mean a thing.
Here's the key to the Iron Gate, Al. And here's a certificate of right-of-way made out to you and signed by me.
There you are, Senor Shaw.
Well, I sure didn't expect this.
I admit I meant to cheat you. But when a man comes as close to death as I did, he does some thinking. From now on, I aim to live with some consideration for my fellow human beings. Now, go on out, both of you. Doc says I gotta take a nap.
Gracias, señor.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Mr. Kelton. Well, I'll be doggone. How do you explain that, Cisco?
Very simple, Senor Shaw. The law of the bread cast upon the waters, with a little help from Cipriano's mule.
Cisco.
Si, Cipriano.
Cipriano liked to ride around the country like this with Cisco.
Well, I'm glad to have your company while Pancho is down with the measles and chicken pox. But how can you leave your butcher shop in Hermosillo?
Oh, Sebastiano take care of the butcher shop.
And who is Sebastiano?
Sebastiano. Sebastiano is Cipriano's uncle.
Your uncle?
Si. Pancho's great-great uncle.
But can he carry on the business for you?
Sebastiano got the answer for everybody, Cisco.
Is that so? Well, good for Sebastiano.
Si. Just before Cipriano leave Hermosillo, a senora come into the shop and say, how much a pound of that meat cost?
A pound of meat, si.
Si. And Sebastiano say, that meat cost 80 centavos the pound, senora.
80 centavos? Ooh, that is very high, Cipriano.
That's what the senora think, too. She say, to pay 80 centavos the pound is tough.
And what did Sebastiano say to that?
He say, si, senora, but when you pay only 40 centavos the pound, is tougher.
Oh, Cipriano!
Oh, Cisco!
Apiamo!
Go, go, Ignacio!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Say, boys and girls, when Mother sends you to the store, how do you tell a good bunch of bananas? You look at them, don't you? And that's how to tell a good bread, too, by looking at it. Yes, just look at any blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper, and you can see that it's the freshest, finest loaf of bread in town. How? Because there's a picture of Butternut's fresh, fine slices right on that wrapper. An actual, true-to-life picture. You see, there's no guess, no squeeze, no doubt when you buy Butternut. You can see, you can be sure that you're buying the bread Mom is going to like. You'll like it, too, for those noontime sandwiches, or toast at breakfast, or fresh from the wrapper at dinner. Butternut is always fresh, rich, and tender. So, boys and girls, next time Mom sends you to the store to buy bread, don't guess, squeeze, or doubt. Just reach out and pick up that loaf in the blue and white checked gingham picture wrapper.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.